a flashback to the past, and some classic Dave Rabbit.
Hi, everyone. This is Dave Rabbit. The following audio that you are about to hear is funny just as it is, but when you know how it came about and why it still means so much to me personally after all these years, it is my hope that it will make the experience much more enjoyable and insightful for all of you. Briefly, I was assigned to Headquarters Squadron in the Air Force, stationed at Phan Rang Air Base in Vietnam from 1969 to 1970. A young airman by the name of Jim Brookshire became my roommate. Jim was the official AFVN media for Phan Rang Air Base, along with others in their media group. One of Jim's first assignments, before he went on to create Radio Phan Rang and asked me to become his studio engineer, and we all know where that path led me, Jim was doing interviews with the troops, then sending the media back to their hometowns for playing on local radio stations and shows. In those days, reel-to-reel recorders were the technology of the day. Jim would schedule a group of interviews, record them all on the reel-to-reel tape, then send it on to AFVN Saigon for distribution. One day, Jim forgot to turn off the recorder after his last interview, and it kept running and recording while he was helping a Vietnamese secretary try and order some things from a Sears catalog. The tape was sent on to Saigon, and some of the smarter AFVN staff heard it. Then they created this famous classic bit, which has become a worldwide hit for everyone who has ever heard it. I dedicate this to the memory of Jim Brookshire, who was killed the morning I left for home on leave before returning to Saigon for my last assignment. Jim was my inspiration for Radio First Termer, my friend and my roommate. Now laugh with me and remember the spirit that was Jim Brookshire.
Well, it's time for Radio First Termer's answer to the American Forces Vietnamese Network Chicken Man series. Tonight's story, Short Time.
When fall rolls around, a GI's thoughts normally turn to the great American sports of football and sex, not necessarily in that order. Here in Vietnam, a good roll in the hay is always uppermost in the minds of the GI's who have long ago forgotten what really nice girls look like. For the new troop in Vietnam, the charm of Oriental women always seems to provide the compelling need to sample the local merchandise. However, the first time that the new trooper ventures out into the streets of the local village, it's best to take along a buddy to advise you and assist in the selection of your first short time in country. As our story opens, we find our two heavy-chested GIs discussing the merchandise to be leased. The new troop seems to feel that the cost is just a bit high.
I don't think so. It'd be kind of expensive for that much weight.
The girl in question, however, assures the new trooper that in time she'll begin to look much better. The trooper, rather skeptical at this point, inquires how long.
Maybe 3 months after 3 months.
Yeah.
The new trooper, by now realizing that the pickings are poor everywhere, resigns himself to his fate and begins the tedious task of reaching a monetary agreement with his bed partner-to-be. The sweet young thing advises him that the charges will be based on the size of his tool. And the trooper and his buddy set about computing the cost.
5 pounds, 3 ounces.
It'll be.
So actually, it'll be in the 6 pound category. For 8 ounces to 1 pound, you pay on each extra pound.
26 times 80, 240.
After getting a look at the trooper's bulky penetrator, the girl with fear in her eyes comments,
"You scare me."
To which the GI replies, At this point, a thought suddenly occurs to the trooper as he asks,
So what form of money do we use? Do you have an account?
Money order?
And being conditioned to stateside living with its many taxes, he also inquires,
Do they have some sort of a surtax or not surtax, but, you know,
I don't think so.
Customs or something?
We don't pay taxes over here.
Good. Okay.
Shortly, however, our young trooper is happily rolling around in the sack. But before long, he encounters a problem as he climbs aboard the sweet young thing and prepares to penetrate.
Okay.
See, no show now. You show me where. Where? Now show me where. See? Look.
Good, good. Oh, you know what?
11.
Our story takes a strange twist at this point as we find that the young prostitute enjoyed the trooper to such an extent that she insisted on paying him. But a true gentleman, however, our young GI handles the situation this way.
You gave me $10, and so now, after ordering all this,
he gave you 21 cents back.
It's okay.
The young charming girl, however, feels that his generosity is not required and calmly replies,
"It's okay, I don't care, but I thought for somebody
said." Impressed by her charming attitude, the satisfied GI, beyond all expectations, already is planning another trip to town in an effort to secure this same girl in the future. And he inquires how he might be certain to get her the next time.
What's your number, 11485? Your box number, 11485.
Another happy customer leaves his heart behind as he waves goodbye to his newfound love, and tearfully she calls after him as he exits the door.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
You have a good channel.
Yeah, believe. You've just heard just one more example of your Air Force in action.
And my thanks to my underground personnel.
To duty.
You have found certain keys to certain locks at headquarters 7th Air Force Tonsonute and procured this item through Midnight Supply.
Radio First Termers, Iraq.